Recently, a rare pudu was born in an Argentinian zoo. The birth has given scientists and conservationists a chance to study and collect data on the small deer. Pudus are one of the smallest deer species in the world. They can grow up to 50 centimeters tall and weigh up to 12 kilograms. At birth, the white-spotted male pudu weighed just 1.21 kilograms. Workers at the conservation organization Temaikin Foundation named it Linga, after a tree species in the Andean Patagonian forest of Chile and Argentina. "It's a very enigmatic animal. It's not easy to see," said Maximiliano Kraus. He is Linga's caretaker at the nonprofit organization. Kraus says Linga is spending his days exploring the park with his mother, Shalton, and father, Nicolina. Linga is breastfeeding for the first 2 months until he can eat plants on his own. After that, Linga will lose his white spots and the spotty skin color that helps small deer hide from both daytime and nighttime predators. At about 1 year, pudus develop antlers and reach up to 10 centimeters. Pudus are very elusive animals. In other words, they are hard to find and difficult to see in the wild. When chased by predators, they escape in a zigzag manner. The small deer also face threats from wild dogs and species introduced into southern Argentina and Chile. Only about 10,000 pudus remain in the wild. They are classified as near threatened by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, or IUCN. "This pudu birth is obviously a joy for us," said Christian Guillet. He is the director of zoological operations at the Temaikin Foundation. Guillet said that Linga will help them research and gather data that will help conservation efforts for pudus and other Patagonian deer, like the waymule. "This offers hope of saving them from extinction," Guillet said. I'm Ana Mateo.